This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for August 23rd, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. CBOE Global Markets has filed with the CFTC the terms and rules for the Ameribor Term 30 futures of the American Financial Exchange. This is a huge step forward for Dr. Richard Sandor's Ameribor suite of products. Trading will begin on September 13th, pending regulatory review. A former presenter at the MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity is going to be nominated by President Joseph Biden to be ambassador to Japan. Rahm Emanuel, who is also a former mayor of Chicago, former congressman, and former presidential chief of staff, is to be named to the prominent foreign post, the Chicago Tribune reports. Emanuel, then mayor of Chicago, spoke at our World of Opportunity event held in Trading Technologies offices back in 2015. There are many critical crises for the world impacting women, girls, and marginalized communities. Blythe Masters via LinkedIn suggested one way to help them is to support the Global Fund for Women. Here is the Post feminist response to crisis in Afghanistan, Haiti, and Lebanon that she provides a link for. FIA's Market Voice Data Spotlight has a story, How China's Soy Futures Market Stacks Up. The story looks at the many more contracts the Dalian Commodity Exchange trades versus the larger amounts of soybeans traded on the Chicago Board of Trade. Gary DeWall, who celebrated a birthday over the weekend, offered this insight into cryptocurrency regulation on a post on LinkedIn. Remember when Apple Computer was considered part of the financial industry's fintech Wild West? SEC Chairman Gary Gensler's recent comment that crypto markets are akin to the Wild West reminded me of how the state of Massachusetts famously considered the 1980 IPO of Apple too risky and initially barred sales of the company's shares to its citizens. Not such a great edict in retrospect. The oversight of crypto markets suffers not because crypto products and markets are themselves inadequately regulated, but because financial services in the United States overall are regulated based on often anachronistic laws and rules developed during the first half of the last century, and crypto products and markets don't neatly fit in among often artificial boundaries based on whether products are termed securities, derivatives, or cash commodities, or whether services are brokerage, banking, or money transmission. We need a holistic overhaul of financial regulation to accommodate evolving technologies of today and tomorrow, not just to deal with crypto products and markets. Mark Phelps, CEO of GH Financials Limited, started training for the London Marathon on January 1st, 2020. Some 20 months later, he finally finished the Vitality Half Marathon, 38 seconds slower than he did in 2020. He is running in the 2021 London Marathon on October 3rd, 2021 to raise much-needed funds for the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children, who now more than ever needs donations to ensure it can continue to help children suffering from terrible abuse. You can donate to help support Mark's marathon running with a link in today's newsletter. John Stotts officially joined Stable today as CIO. He has held senior roles at Belvedere, Infinium, and Alston, as well as managing director at NASDAQ. A researcher friend of mine is looking to get information on how Warsaw Stock Exchange performs contract adjustments for stock derivatives as a result of corporate actions. If anyone has any insights or contacts at the exchange, please reach out to me. At an Eagle Court of Honor on Sunday, a 15-year-old Eagle Scout from the Boy Scout troop I stepped down from as Scoutmaster back in November of 2016 presented me with a mentor's pin. He cited my help offering a special workshop working with him on first-class trail requirements. He said without that, he wouldn't have become an Eagle Scout. His father also mentioned that at his first summer camp, when he became homesick, I talked him out of it and bought him some ice cream. His overcoming homesickness also led to him becoming an Eagle Scout, his father said. Parents in the troop used to call me the Scout Whisperer for my ability to talk to homesick scouts. His Eagle Project was to collect bicycles to give to underprivileged youth in the U.S. and around the world. At the same time he was doing his Eagle Project, two Chicago suburbs were doing the same thing, collecting bicycles. He collected twice as many as the two suburbs. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign over the weekend. Last week, Walters Kluwer, Jim Hamilton's World of Securities Regulation, featured a comprehensive look at the late Philip McBride Johnson's 50-year career and his impact on derivatives law from his chairmanship of the CFTC and his role in forging Shad Johnson Accord to his leadership as founding member and chair of the American Bar Association's Derivatives and Futures Law Committee. You can read the column with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. The spread for August 20th, 2021. Will the CME finally buy Cboe Global Markets? Options volume outpaces exchange-traded derivatives action. Will the Fed taper sooner or later? Volatility comes back as August options expire. John Lothian talks about Cboe sharks, Miami spikes, and remembers Philip McBride Johnson. Tasty Trade's Jermall Chandler explains why you need to keep a close watch on Gamma in Term of the Week. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The vaccinated are worried and scientists don't have answers. Anecdotes signal surprising number of infections in vaccinated. Officials must formulate plans despite a dearth of hard data. Anecdotes tell us what the data can't. Vaccinated people appear to be getting the coronavirus at a surprisingly high rate, but exactly how often isn't clear, nor is it certain how likely they are to spread the virus to others. Though it is evident vaccination still provides powerful protection against the virus, there's growing concern that vaccinated people may be more vulnerable to serious illness than previously thought. My comment, be smart, play it safe. Here's a story from the New York Times. The U.S. is getting a crash course in scientific uncertainty. As the pandemic takes an unexpected direction, Americans again must reckon with twists in scientific understanding of the virus. When the coronavirus surfaced last year, no one was prepared for it to invade every aspect of daily life for so long, so insidiously. The pandemic has forced Americans to wrestle with life or death choices every day of the past 18 months, and there's no end in sight. My comment, I remember a novel. Things change. Yes, they do. Here's a press release from the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. 55 corporations paid $0 in federal taxes on 2020 profits. At least 55 of the largest corporations in America paid no federal corporate income taxes in their most recent fiscal year, despite enjoying substantial pre-tax profits in the United States. This continues a decades-long trend of corporate tax avoidance by the biggest U.S. corporations, and it appears to be the product of long-standing tax breaks preserved or expanded by the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, as well as the CARES Act tax breaks enacted in the spring of 2020. My comment, my father always said if you paid a lot of taxes, that was a good thing. It meant you were making a lot of money. I guess if you make enough money, you can figure out a way not to pay taxes on your corporate profits. I would classify this not as bad, but as short-sighted for its implications. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Remote work may now last for 2 years, worrying some bosses. The longer that COVID-19 keeps people home, the harder it may be to get them back to the offices. There is no going back. With the latest wave of return-to-office delays from COVID-19, some companies are considering a new possibility. Offices may be closed for nearly 2 years. that is raising concern among executives that the longer people stay at home, the harder or more disruptive it could be to eventually bring them back. My comment, remote work is going to last a lot longer than 2 years. Here's the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was John Lothian, that's me, buy the shark, sell the bait about the rumors of a possible CME buyout of the CBOE from JLN. Second was Quantitative Brokers QB Roll Tracker tool shows the progress of the Treasury roll at the CME Group. Third was The Structured, The Nimble, and The Delegator, a tale of data from the BrokerTec migration to the CME from Ion Group. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.